to all. Today we're going to be learning Yerushalmi Yuma, Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis, and the Arzvah Tursa Davs on Chaf Hayamid Beis, and the Arzvah Tursa Davs on Chaf Chas Amid Aleph. And today's Daf sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Mim Sar Bats Biyaka Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. This Mishnah continues with the Avoid the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We're already talking about where he had done a Goyrol. He had drawn lots determining which goat was Lashem and which goat was Azazel. So this Mishnah tells us, Kasha Lashon Shel Zahiris Bereish Sar Mishtalayach. He ties a thread of red wool, meaning it's wool dyed red, on the head, meaning in between the horns of the Sar Mishtalayach. That's one's going to be pushed off the cliff. And Hamida Keneged Beis Shiluchai, he stands at opposite where it's going to be sent out from, the Shar, the gate that it's going to go out through. He stands it near there. And Olnishchat, for the goat that's going to be Shechted, means Sar Lashem, Keneged Beis Shchitasai, that has a red thread tied around where it gets Shchita, meaning tied around its neck. And that's because not only do we not want it to get mixed up with the Sar Lazazel, so we tie the red thread on a different place, we also don't want it to get mixed up with another goat that might be roaming around the Beis HaMikdash, and so it has to have some sort of red thread on it. What is the Kohen going to do next? Bala Eitzel Par Shnia, he goes to his par for the second time, V'samach Shteyadav Olav, V'nisvada, and he leans his two hands on it, and he says another vidui, V'kachai Oimid, this is what he says, Ona Hashem, please Hashem, Avisi Pashati Chatos L'fnecha Aniyu Beisi, Ubnei Aroin Am Kedei Shecha, I have sinned in all these different ways, as we already spoke about in the Gemara, what the proper order of this is, and what each of these sins are, and here the key is that he says, Aniyu Beisi, Ubnei Aroin Am Kedei Shecha, he adds that in. The first vidui was just for him and his household, this one is for all the Kehanim, and then he continues, Ona Hashem, Kapernal, Avonis, V'gaymer, he finishes the whole Lashon of the vidui, and since he said the special name of Hashem, everyone answers, Baruch Shem, Kvin Mechusel, Anvayr. The Gemara tells us, Rishul Bar Nachman says, Hashem, Rionison, Shlosh Lashonis Hain, there's three different times that we find that a strand of red wool is used. Shel Sa'ir, that of the Sar Mishtalech that we just mentioned in our Mishnah, Besela, its weight was a Sela, which is a fairly decent amount of weight, and that's because it actually had to be split into two. As we're going to see in a later Mishnah, when the Sar Mishtalech was brought to the cliff that it was going to be thrown off, this red strand was split into two. Part of it was tied on its horns, and part of it was tied to a rock right there, so it had to be of a decent weight. Chavav Amaralf on the top, Vishal Mitzayra. A Mitzayra, as part of his Tahara process, a strand of red wool needs to be taken, Bishekel, that weighs a shekel, and Vishal Para, in the process of making the Para Aduma, a red strand also needs to be used, Bishtei Slayim, that weight is two Slayim, double the Sar Mishtalayach, and that's because the Pasuk says it has to be thrown into the fire, El Toich Sreifas HaPara, and therefore it has to have quite a decent amount of weight to be able to land into the fire. Now, Omer of Babar Zavda, Bishim Rav Shimon Chalafta, Shal Para Bishtei Slayim Umechza, that of the Para Aduma was 2.5 Slayim, and it's the Mafkin Lishna, that those who say the following Lashon, Ba'asara Zuzin, that's Rabbi Girsa, it was 10 Zuzin, there's 4 Zuz to a Sela, so that means that 10 Zuzin is 2.5 Sela. Now, the Alchagim of the Mishnah continues, Shchatai, he shechted his par, Vikiwal Mizrak his Damai, and he caught its blood in a Mizrak, in a pitcher, Nisani Lemishu Umarizbai, Al Ravid Hervisha Behechel, Kadeshal Yikrash. He then handed the blood to somebody who was standing on the fourth Ravid, on the fourth row of stones in the Hechel, and the reason why he handed it to him is that it shouldn't congeal. As we're about to learn, he's going to now do the Avoid of the Ketires. Well, in that amount of time, the blood could congeal, and then it's not going to be able to be used for sprinkling, and so therefore, the person who's holding it on the Ravid Ravi is Memaris it, he stirs it so that it doesn't congeal. What happens next? Natal Samachta, he takes the pan, Va'al Rashim Zbech, he goes up to the top of his Zbech, Upina Gechalim Eilch Ve'Eilch, and he clears away coals to this way and to that way, V'chasam and Amuchalis HaPanimiyos, and he shovels out from the ones that are inside. They were consumed really well, they're really solid coals, they're not like half burned or half done, they're really solid because they were inside. Then Viard, he would go down, V'nicha Al Ravid Ravi Shabazara, and then he would place the coals on the Ravid Ravi in the Azara. So Gemara clarifies what this Ravid Ravi is. Kenemas Nisa, this Mishnah is referring to Al Ravid Ravi Sheba Azara. We're talking about the fourth row of stones in the Azara. The Mishnah says Ravid Ravi Sheba Hechel. Now it can't be that the Kohen is going to be stirring the blood inside the Hechel, because as we just said, the Kohen Gadol is about to do the Avodah Ketores inside the Hechel, and there's a pasuk that tells us that no one's allowed to be in the Hechel when the Avodah Ketores is being done. So it has to be that the Ravid Ravi Sheba Hechel of the Mishnah is referring to the fourth row of stones outside of the Hechel, meaning when you walk out of the Hechel and you count four rows of stones into the Azara, that's what the Gemara just clarified, that's where the blood stirrer is standing. And we continue, Tani, we have a braisa, Shachat b'chot chayiv. If the Kohen Gadol shechted the par outside the Azara, he's chayiv for shchut echotz, as we spoke about yesterday. Now, chafan bifnim, potter. If a zar, non-kohen, did the chafin of the ketores, he took a scoop of the ketores, so he's potter, and that's because this is not called an avoidas matana. We learned about this in the second parak, that the only avoid that a zar is chayiv for is avoidas matana, avoid of placing, but over here, it's just a chafin, it's just a scoop of ketores, so he's potter for that. Now, what about the following? Chasa vihiktir v'nishba chadam. He scooped up coals, he brought the ketores, and then the blood of the par spilled. So yavi par acher v'nichas b'damai, he brings another par, and he goes right in with its blood to continue the avoidah. And that's because the blood of the par, which eventually spilled, was ready and prepared, it was able to be sprinkled when the avoidah ketores was done. So it's not considered like anything was done out of order over here, and even though a new par has to be brought because the blood had spilled, nonetheless, again, the blood was ready to be sprinkled when the avoidah ketores was done, so everything's okay. However, if the blood of the par spilled before the ketaris was brought, so then that's considered a pasul scooping of coals. He has to redo the scooping of the coals, and that means that not only is he shachting the par, he's restarting that with the ketaris. Now, it's not enough if the blood spilled before he did the ketaris or after he did the ketaris. So then we have an issue, because to bring a new par and to go inside and do its avodas adam, you can't do that. Because I would say that really the blood spilled before the avodah ketaras, and it's considered a pasul scooping of the coals, and he would have to do a new scooping of the coals. And if you want to say, okay, so let him do that, the problem is, you can't do that. Because then I'll say, well, really, it's only after the ketaras was done that the blood was spilled, and turns out that the scooping of the coals and the ketaras was perfectly fine, and then if he's going to go in again, he's going to be over going in again to do the avodah ketaras, and he's not letting go in again. Once he did the avodah ketaras once, he can't go in again. And since we're stuck, we have a suffix we don't know what to do. Ubitlu avodahs. Now there's a complete nullification of all the avodahs of Yom Kippur because we can't continue. We can't go back and restart. We can't continue from where we left off. So now there's a bitlu avodahs. And how do we know this is such a concept? Because the Shkachas Amar was found that it was said the bitlu avodahs shall oisa ayom, the avodahs of that day of Yom Kippur were completely batal for one reason or another. So we see such a concept exists that avodahs of Yom Kippur could become batal in the middle. Now we have another discussion. Shachat umes. Let's say the Kohen Gadol shechted his par and then he died. Achar ma'oshi kanes bedamai. Is somebody else, such as this gan, is he allowed to take the blood of the par and go inside and do the avodas hadam? Or maybe he would have to shecht his own par and only then do avodas hadam. So Rav Shimon Lakishamer, he tells us, the pasuk tells us bepar, as when the pasuk says bezois yavai aron al kodesh. With this, aron should go into the kodesh bepar ben bakar. So what do we learn from here? It has to be done with the par avoloi bedam, not with the blood. It's not sufficient for the new Kohen Gadol to go in just with dam of the previous Kohen Gadol's par. It says in the pasuk par, so that means the Kohen Gadol has to go in with his own par. So new Kohen Gadol would have to shecht a brand new par. Both of them say the noah filo bedam. He could even go in just with the blood of the previous Kohen Gadol's par. Now Melchizedek Rabbi Shub ben Levi amra filo bedam. The following member from Shub ben Levi also tells us that he could go in just with the dam. Rav Chanina said, quoting Rav Ba, who said b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, afilo bedam even with dam. Now Rabbi Shub ben Levi shal. Rabbi Shub ben Levi asked Rabbi Chanina, chafanu meis ma'u sheichanis b'chafnav. Let's say the Kohen Gadol took a scoop of ketaras and then he died before the ketaras was actually brought. Could the new Kohen Gadol use that scoop of the ketaras that the now deceased Kohen Gadol had scooped? Now what do we see from here? Chafavon beis on top. Matzri chalei. What's this question regarding? B'chafnav, regarding the scoop of the Kohen Gadol, the chsev, because the pasuk says umalei chafnav, a full one of his scoops. Chafnav, his scoop of ketaras. So perhaps that means it has to be the Kohen Gadol himself. Only he could do it, and not the previous Kohen Gadol's. And that's Rishu ben Levi's question. Bramahachai, over here, let's ksiv bid damai. It doesn't say bid damai in the pasuk. It just says bepar bezoisi over aron al kodesh bepar bebagel chatas va'ayla oyla. It doesn't say anything bid damai with his dam or his par. And therefore pshita le'afila bedam. It's clear that in court of Rishu ben Levi, he agrees with Chanina's memra that the new Kohen Gadol is allowed to use the dam from the previous Kohen Gadol's par, and no new par needs to be shechted. We're going to stop it for today and pick up tomorrow with halacha dalad. Continue to discuss the avodah of the ketaris of Yom Kippur. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.